The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Okay. I don't want to be too hard on these people, but how could they have been this dumb? Respected evangelical leaders gave an endorsement for Joe Biden, and they called themselves pro-life evangelicals for Joe Biden. Now, in their statement as to why they supported Joe Biden, well, they promised that we would have some talks. That's what they're telling us now. They didn't get any promises. They didn't get any guarantees that Joe Biden would not be radically, radically pro-abortion. Some of his campaign staff, lower-level campaign staff, this never came from Biden himself. Lower-level campaign staff said, you know what? We'll have conversations about the Hyde Amendment and abortion. We promise you we will have conversations. Really? Seriously? That was enough for you who call yourself pro-life to support a radical leftist pro-abortion candidate? Oh my goodness. So anyway, Richard Mao, the president emeritus of Fuller Seminary in California, is one of the few signers who is speaking out. He's defending what he did and said, well, they told us we would talk about it, but I guess we're not going to talk anymore. So in other words, we now know they lied to us. That's what he said. We now know that those conversations are not going to happen. Let me see. Here's the quote. Here's the quote. We made clear that we would offer support with the understanding that they would urge the White House. Who are the they? Lower level campaign staff who have no authority whatsoever. All right, let me start the quote again. We made clear that we would offer support for Biden with the understanding that they would urge the White House to have serious conversations with Catholics and evangelicals who are right to life people. The problem is that we haven't had those conversations. Conclusion? They lied. The Biden people lied to these pro-life evangelicals for Biden. They lied. The problem is we haven't had those conversations. And leaving the Hyde Amendment out of this particular package, this latest COVID package, is a signal that really there is no room for that kind of conversation. So in other words, we were betrayed. We were lied to. We were deceived. Are you following me? Richard Mao says we were lied to. We were deceived. We were betrayed. Keep that in mind. Let me skip a couple paragraphs. When asked if he would vote for Biden again and issue a statement in support of his candidacy if the 2020 presidential election was still forthcoming, and he knew that Biden would support a coronavirus relief bill that excluded Hyde Amendment protections. Mao responded that he would, quote, vote the same way, while adding, I would not give my public support. So in other words, yeah, I would vote for Biden again, even though I know he lied to us. His staff lied to us. They betrayed us. He is radically pro-abortion. Millions and millions and millions of American tax dollars are now going to pay for abortions. But I, as a pro-life evangelical, I would still vote for Joe Biden. Really? My friend, you are not pro-life. Stop saying you are pro-life. Stop saying you're an evangelical. Now, why? Why would he still vote for Biden, knowing that Biden is pro-abortion and that his staff lied to them about the abortion issue? Why would he still vote for Biden? Listen to this carefully. Please, this is extremely important. Mao indicated that while he disagrees with Biden's position on abortion, there are other areas where he has found common ground with the new administration, specifically on the issue of global warming. Did you hear that? Richard Mao, President Emeritus of Fuller Seminary in California, considered to be one of the most influential evangelicals in America, has said, okay, I disagree with Biden on abortion, but I find common ground on global warming. Now think about that. So what is the conclusion? Unborn human babies are not as important as Mother Earth. The environment is more important than human life. This is where many evangelicals, or people who call themselves evangelical, are headed. Okay, I disagree with him on abortion, but he loves the planet. He doesn't love unborn babies. No, he wants to kill them, but he loves the planet, and I do too. Oh, my goodness. The reporter from the Christian Post pressed him a little further. Well, then how can you be pro-life? Here's what Richard Mao said. Quote, we thought it was important to hold up the right to life position, but at the same time say it's okay to be concerned about a broader range of issues, such as global warming and children at the border separated from their parents and those kind of questions. And so we wanted to use our own access through the Biden campaign people to at least get them to stay in conversation with people like us. But he's already admitted they're not going to have those conversations because they were lied to. In addition to explaining that he was less optimistic about the possibility of Biden and the Democratic Party building a bigger tent to accommodate pro-lifers, Mao expressed concern about the president's support for another major legislative initiative, the Equality Act. Get this. According to Mao, the legislation puts, quote, the rights of Christian institutions to preserve commitments to traditional biblical teaching regarding sexuality without being penalized in terms of federal grants, federal loans for students. So Richard Mao says, okay, Biden supports the killing of innocent unborn babies. Biden supports the Equality Act, which is going to strip away all of our religious freedom. He was president of a Christian seminary. He says, I don't like this Equality Act because we're basically going to lose all of our religious freedom. So, Mr. Mao, Biden is pro-abortion, pro-death. He wants to kill innocent unborn babies. He wants to strip you and every other American of their religious freedom and liberty. Would you vote for him again? Well, yeah, because he cares about the planet. He cares about the planet. These are fools. These people are fools. And I don't use that term very often, but these people are fools. And their priorities are abominable and, I believe, evil. All right, we'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. I'm still trying to understand how pro-life evangelicals could have voted for Joe Biden. I don't get it. And I have begged on the air, if you're a pro-life evangelical and you voted for Joe Biden, please call me. I promise I will treat you with respect. I will be kind. But somebody, please try to explain to me how you consider yourself to be an evangelical and pro-life and you voted for Joe Biden. I don't get it. I would love for someone to try to explain it to me. Phone lines are open. 877-BOB-LIVE. Now, if you want to call and tell me why you just absolutely could not vote for Donald Trump, okay, I get it. I understand. I disagree. I voted for him. Not sorry. Not ashamed. But if you say, hey, I'm a Bible-believing, Christ-honoring Christian, and I just didn't like his life and lifestyle and character counts, and I couldn't vote for him. Okay. I get it. I understand. I'm not even going to argue with you. But pro-life evangelical, voting for he will turn out to be the most pro-abortion president in American history. He will. You watch. All right. Hey, I don't want to leave you with everything negative today. So if there's any encouragement in this whole wokeness thing and cancel culture, I think little by little, Americans are regaining some common sense. A little bit. Not a whole lot, but a little bit. Here's a headline. Recent poll, 2/3 of Americans think corporate wokeness has gone too far. Results from a national poll released Friday of last week found 65% of Americans think corporate America is taking political correctness too far. Yeah, we're talking about Hasbro dropping the Mr. from the Mr. Potato Head. Disney canceling some of the best-known movies that they've ever produced. The firing of Hollywood actors simply because they are conservative. Two-thirds of Americans believe that corporate America has gone too far. The study was conducted by the Public Opinion Strategy and commissioned by the Daily Wire between February 26th and March 3rd. By the way, they did this right after Disney placed warning labels on the Muppets. Quote, nearly 80% of respondents believe toy maker Hasbro's changing Potato Head, Mr. Potato Head, to just Potato Head is, quote, silly. 80% of Americans. 58% said they opposed Disney's decision to fire the actress, what's her first name? Carano. She was in the Mandalorian series. I'm not sure who she is and not familiar with the series, but she was fired because she posted some conservative things. 58% said that was wrong. Let's see. What are some of the... participants reported being less likely to consume Disney products after hearing of the company's politically biased actions. Nearly half also said they believe Hollywood is biased against conservatives. 64%, including 60% of Disney fans, opposed the company's decision to close down and re-theme rides such as Splash Mountain. I was talking about that earlier. The researchers said, quote, corporate America's lunge into wokeness and cancel culture has hit a bump in the road, given public reaction to Disney's recent actions. Now, a good deal of whether this is going to have an impact or not is how you and I respond. Now, I am not advocating boycotts and all that. If you want to become a part of a boycott, that's fine. I'm not telling you to go picket Disney, Pixar Studios. But what I am saying, be wise in what you watch and what you buy. If we simply sit back and say, oh, well, it's just the way the culture is going, and make no response whatsoever with our dollars, with our money, with our business, if we simply sit back and take it, then it's going to get a whole lot worse. If Christians begin to express themselves, call these companies, complain, protest in phone calls, letters, and if you stop buying their products... We do live in a capitalist society that will have an impact. Please, don't just be silent. And remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.